Finishing second in every tournament you fish would be a highlight to most anglers, but finishing second in the Bassmaster Classic is ugly. And with me today is Aaron Martins. And Aaron, welcome to the program.
Hey, how's it going, Terry? Yeah, it's ugly. You hit it right in the nose there. You know, second place in any other tournament is awesome, but I mean, I don't think anybody wants to get second class just because it hurts that bad, but I've done three in a row for me. It's like a gut shot, but it's, I guess you get used to it after a while after the second one, and you know, that's, it's like if you get another one, you think to yourself, there's a reason for it, and I guess there is. We'll wait and see what it is, but I don't know what it is right now.
Well, you know, most people, when they look at this, they think your time will come. When you finish second as many times as you have, and you mentioned three in a row, you know, your time will come, and when you get that win, it'll probably make it even better.
Yeah, that's how I look at it. I mean, I'll probably feel like it. I mean, I'll definitely be a lot more excited if it would have been my first good finish. Just being so close that many times, it's all going to come out. If I do get the win, it should all come out then, hopefully.
Well, you know, you reflect back on last year and the Angler of the Year totals, you know, and winning the Angler of the Year and then getting second in the Classic. That had to be really a big year for you.
Yeah. It was a good year. The Angler Year definitely made me feel a little easier getting second again with the Classic. But, you know, I was really, of course, I was really hoping for that first place in the Classic because that would have been a stellar year. You know, not many people have done that. I think Mark Davis is the only one that's done that. That's going to be, that would be really hard to repeat. And I had my chance. I really did. I just didn't quite get it. But I did have a terrific year. Yeah, it was great.
Well, you're going to Florida, and you're going to be down there. You get 3 days of pre-fishing right next to the Classic. How does that play out for you?
I don't like it as much. I like the month off limits. I think the 5 days pre-fish and the month off limits was the best thing they ever did, since it kind of even the playing field out to me. I think it made you adjust in that half day. I mean, it lets you see how good a fisherman really are. You got to adjust quickly. You got to. Yeah, the month goes by, you get there, and usually it's changed quite a bit, and you got to really make some adjustments fast, and you got to bring the right equipment. I kind of liked it how it was. It was more of a challenge. Now it's going to be, you go there, and you're weak for a tournament. It's not going to change. It's still going to be about the same, and the fish will be in the general same area. You don't have to, like, refine them. It's just kind of, I think it took a little bit of sport out of it. I think that big off limits is the best thing the Classic had going, and I hope they bring it back. That's how I feel about it.
You look at what's happened in the with the techniques and stuff that you've used in the last several Classics, finishing second and three in a row, and you know you've brought some new techniques to the table, no doubt about it. When you went to Lake Wiley, you were out fishing bridge pilings in a unique manner. You know, then you go to Pittsburgh after that, and you had to be different there too.
Yeah, I try to be a little different. You know, if everybody's throwing a crankbait, I'll do something different. If nobody's throwing a crankbait, I'll throw a crankbait. It's like I kind of try to get the fish to live, and I guess in a heavily pressured situation like we had in the last few Classics, the fish just get kind of conditioned to certain baits. And a lot of times if you did something a little bit different that's resembling the same bait fish or the bait that they're eating that's different than everybody else is doing, and you can a lot of times can get more bites. I like to keep that little edge if I can. And, you know, you can't always have it, but it's nice when it comes along that you can do it.
Well, you know, you come from California, hail from California, but now live in Alabama, and, you know, that light line and small baits and some of the things that you've worked very, very well could play into this tournament as well, although everybody's talking flipping sticks and heavy line.
No, it's going to be, and if you hit the ones that you need to get, you're going to need to have some heavy line to the stuff because of the hay grass and the alligator grass and the hydrilla. There's numerous kinds of grasses that Toho has, and it's all, most of it's really finding. I mean, if you get a fish on it, really tough to get them out. I mean, and a big one will almost always get you in something when you first hook her. So use your rock to the side or jump and get a couple of runs on you. And if you get a 10 pounder or something, you got like 20 pound line, kiss your bass goodbye. It's not going to get it. You need to have like, a lot of guys will be fishing like 40 to 65 pound braid, I'm sure, and heavy line. That's heavy, and you got to have it to get them out.
So you're not going to be bringing out the spinning rod with 12-pound or 8-pound test and maybe a Roadrunner?
I think my lightest line will probably be 20-pound at Toho. I fish a lot of braided lines, but it comes to that kind of fishing. I just don't like losing fish.
When you get ready to fish the Classic, now, is your psyche different? Do you do things different than you would in any other event, or are you just trying to go out there and do the best you can?
No, it's a little different. This year has been kind of weird since they reversed it. It's the first of the year, and to tell you the truth, I've been too busy trying to catch up with my tackle and getting ready for the season, not even thinking about the Classic yet. matters of getting ready for it, like mentally and definitely tackle-wise. And I'm almost ready tackle-wise, so the mental part will come. You just got to really think about what you're going to do, and once you get there, you have 3 days to figure it out. The thing about Toho is it's not a matter of figuring them out, it's a matter of finding them, which is kind of a little trickier because you got a lot of water to cover, and you can pass the school of fish by 50 yards and go right by a huge school of fish and never find it. You don't know they're there, so that's the hardest thing about that Florida fishing is the fish can move on you, and it can be really difficult to stay on them.
I catch you guys everywhere, and I'm not surprised you're driving down the road right here. But, you know, if you win $500,000 this year, what's that going to do for you? I mean, besides having the money and the prestige, is that something that you just can't even imagine?
The money would be, it's the prestige. But, in this sport nowadays, it's expensive as gas is and everything. It's nice to have the money, that's for sure. Sponsor-wise, I make a pretty decent living, but it's not – as much work as we put into it, we don't get as much as we should get. But it's 24/7, almost all year long dedication. And $500,000 that's getting too close to where it should be. And it goes quick, believe it or not. I mean, you get two vehicles and gas and then and repairs and tackle. It's incredible how much money you spend. So definitely the money would be definitely $500,000 would be a big help, though. That's more like it should be, believe it or not. But then you have a couple of bad years, there's $250,000 down the tubes. And it's an expensive sport.
Let's talk about your motorhome if we can. Let's talk about what you're doing there. You guys have got a big motorhome. You're traveling as a family. That's got to be unique for you as well.
Yeah, you can tell you maybe it's going to start crying. It's the only way to go. I mean, it's by far the best way to travel, especially if a little young one like over here. But it's gonna be harder to hear you now, Terry. But it's for us, my wife, it's been the only way for us. I mean, looking back to what we used to do, we can never do it again. It's nice to have all your own, have all your equipment in the motorhome, have your own bed, your own shower. And we're on the road so much, it really is the only way to go for a fisherman.
Well, I got to tell you, Aaron, I catch you guys everywhere, and this is not unique in any circumstance, having a baby in the background. I know you've got a new young family, and that's got to be neat for you to have them with you all the time.
It is. I'm a family guy, so I couldn't do this for, leave my family for a month or two at a time. I can't do that. It's too much. It's more life than fishing. So, I pay a lot more money to have this thing on the road, but the only way I'll have it, if I can't have it that way, I won't have it at all. I'll get a job. I just won't be without my family. It makes it easier to fish too. I mean, I can when you get to a lake and set up at a campground, you're pretty much, it's your office, and you go out and fish and figure it out, come back to your office, go through all your equipment, and, make little changes here and there. It's a lot easier to make changes because you have everything with you. You don't have to order stuff. And it just makes it a whole lot better. I mean, it's the future, that's for sure. I mean, you'll see a lot more guys getting motorhomes and fifth wheels in the future for sure.
Well, I wish you the best of luck. I'll see you down at the Classic. And how about finishing somewhere besides second this year? How's that sound?
Yeah, I mean, if I get second again, it'd be kind of a joke. But, I really want first. If I can't get first, I'll sell for second. But it'd be just to get a top six in Florida, for me, it'd be make me really happy. It's going to be, you're going to have a lot of locals, Terry Strogan, a lot of guys are fishing really strong. Fishing against those guys, they grew up there, no conditions, know what the fish are doing, so I got to beat those guys too in their own backyard. So it's going to be a challenge. I like challenges.
Well, no doubt about it, you'll be up to it. And Aaron, best of luck in 2006, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Have a good one.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.